Yes, ma'am.
This is Saunders, my dear. The housemaid.
Hello, Saunders.
Ma'am.
Are you really good with a needle?
Oh, that's not for me to say, ma'am.
Oh, come on. Don't be modest. Mrs. King?
Best I've ever seen, ma'am.
Well, bring me some of your work after dinner tonight, Saunders. I'd like to see it.
Ma'am?
If I'm going to be a proper English lady, I'm going to need a lady's maid. Now, aren't I?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Good. Thank you all for your wonderful welcome. I'm going to be very happy here.
There. Two cartridges fired, you see?
Yes, indeed. And it was lying...
Exactly, here.
Doctor?
Ah, at least there's a good chance it was painless.
Death was instantaneous.
It's likely. According to a local doctor, the bullet struck him in the chest. He collapsed backwards and fell as you see him.
Yes, I'd agree with that. The bullet's still in his body, Holmes.
And the bullet that injured the lady is still in her brain.
That's correct.
So, two shots fired and two bullets accounted for.
Exactly.
Then how do you explain the bullet that struck the edge of the window here?
By George, however did you see that?
Because I looked for it.
Elsie, my dear.
What is it, Hilton?
A letter for you.
For me?
From Chicago. Here you are.
Thank you. Hilton.
Of course. I shall be in my study until lunch. Enjoy your book.
This turns the whole case around. If a third shot was fired, a third person must have been present.
Yes, quite so.
Well, who was he? I mean, how did he get away? All the doors and windows were fastened.
But when Mrs. King and Saunders left their rooms, they were immediately conscious of the smell of gunpowder.
Yes, you said that was important. I'm afraid I didn't quite follow.
It was only moments after the guns went off. The fumes couldn't possibly have spread so rapidly without a through draft.
Ah, so when the shots were fired, this window must have been open.
Not all of the shots, necessarily.
But how did it come to be shut when the servants arrived?
Watson, you'll confirm that a person in shock frequently performs the most mundane, everyday tasks. Quite unconsciously, I mean.
Such as closing a window. Yes, that's quite true.
By George.
Now, is this Mrs. Cubitt's handbag?
Yes, it is.
Has it been moved?
Only just enough to examine the contents. That's exactly where it was dropped.
Thrown. You can see where it struck the edge of the desk before it fell. Yes. Fascinating.
What's in it?
Good heavens.
How much, Inspector?
20 50-pound notes, gentlemen.
Gracious me. £1,000. A singular lady.
Oh, Hilton.
Oh, my dear, did I startle you?
No. No, of course not. Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes. Have you seen the stable boy?
No. Not this morning. Why?
I want to give him a piece of my mind. Young Tearaway's been chalking damn silly pictures on one of the windowsills.
Pictures? What sort of pictures?
Holmes, this third gunshot.
Huh?
How is it that Mrs. King and Saunders didn't hear it?
They did.
Mr. Holmes?
Watson, Mrs. King's testimony, if you would.
Yes, here we are. I was woken by an explosion, and you said an explosion, you mean a
gunshot.
Well, obviously, that's what it was, sir. But it did seem extremely loud.
Carry on, Mrs. King.
And then, as I was getting out of bed, there was another one.
Another explosion?
Well, yes. But she wasn't sure. She wasn't at all, sir.
Thank you, Watson. You see, Inspector?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm still in the dark. Forgive me, but is this the way you always work together?
Yes. The important point is exactly what Mrs. King was uncertain about. She could hardly have been in doubt that there was a second sound.
It was the nature of it that made her hesitate. I thought perhaps that one, that's the second one,
yes. was further away. It wasn't further away. It simply wasn't as loud